Have to do it now because we arranged it some other day. I had mushrooms during this week.
Oh, as a whole about Rafford, I feel quite frustrated because I think there's a lot of positive aspects to it, things that could go quite well, but they aren't. You know, like we've got a sizable like location, like you know, if you look at it geographically, but then when you actually look at what's actually in the city, there's not a lot of good stuff there. You know, half buildings and holes, and if we're looking at in terms of people, I think there's a lot of talent in Bradford. You know, we've got a good university reputation, we've got some good schools, we've got people that are quite creative and people that are good with numbers and finance, and but because there's no investment, it's not getting channeled.
I have lived in Bradford.
Tangent. Okay.
What is my thought about Bradford? Bradford is a city which has received me in disaster. So for me, Bradford is a special place. Although at the beginning, when I arrived, I had some incident related to what we could call racism or whatever. But since then, things have positively changed a lot. So Bradford is my city. Bradford is my land, my new land, because I fled from the Congo. I fled the war. So for me, there was no choice. Bradford is my land now. Nostalgia. No, before that, maybe memories. You said something about memory? Memory about Bradford.
Nostalgia-wise, am I thinking about back in the past, things that are personal to me?
My memories from Bradford are reaching 5 years ago when I arrived to this city, and that was on 19th of April, and it was quite dark, and I saw lots of that yellow brick everywhere, which most of the Bradford is built from, and I was on the bus station.
For 2.5 years at one point, and then moved to Leeds for approximately 4.5 years. I've since moved back to Bradford and been here for about 1.5 years, and I can safely say I've never been as in love with a city as I am right now. On a daily basis, I discover things and good reasons to love this city. For example, venues I could start with, the 1 in 12 Club, a beautiful organisation. Supportive of its members and supported by its members, a vital resource for political literature and events and so on, which is good for people who are interested in that sort of thing. They do film showings and other things. So that's one of my favourite places and gigs and so on. There's the Playhouse. A wonderful place where you can display your art, you can play your music, you can meet people, and you can perform your theatrical pieces.
So, on the bus station, you had all Polish club for the veterans. So we didn't go. I haven't seen the city center when I arrived, and I arrived to some house on BD whatever 14 somewhere around the Hitten. This house where all those Polish people were, and they told me there was no clubbing here. So that was pretty sad, but then on the next day I had a cruise through the city, and the city center was quite nice. And
I have lots of positive memories. Well, at the beginning, it was just, I can say, I can record just one negative memory.
the first memories are quite like
Which was in BD7, something happened, but I'm not going to tell it now. Shortly, maybe I can tell you. It was I was stopped by young people. I was coming from the library of the university. It was dark, it winter, and young people driving, and they saw a black person coming, and they stopped just in front of me. And one of them got out and face to face shouted, "You black man, what are you doing in this country?"
You got this bit of a freedom because you're out of the...
It was... I didn't expect that, because I have learned what is called alternative to violence. I got that idea coming in my mind, respond positively to that aggressivity, and then I responded spontaneously. I said, yes, I'm black. You are just realizing it. I'm black. You see, I'm black just as you are. You are what you are, but I'm black. What is wrong with that? If being black is a sin, then being what you are is also a sin. So I didn't ask God to create me black, just as you didn't ask to be born as you are.
Oh.
You're not living with your parents, a bit like on the university and studies.
I think if I'm looking back at Bradford's, like in hindsight, it looks a lot better than it actually is right now. It looks, it always looks really sunny in my head, which I know it is actually quite sunny today, but I don't know, maybe because I was quite young and as a child, you know, you're a bit more optimistic, and I thought, you know, there'll be all these wonderful career opportunities in Bradford. You know, when I grow up, I'll be some high flying journalist or novelist living in Bradford. And now, when I look back, I'm quite disappointed in myself that I actually thought that to begin with, and in the fact that never quite transpired. General problems in Bradford. Is that what we're looking at?
And the first weeks were quite hard for just finding the jobs and accommodating with people. Because I'm Polish and I'm a migrant, there was that kind of a thing between those who, Polish people who've been here already and they've earned some money and they have to go through that difficult period of finding the job and they're a bit,
and
you know,
the young one
going
to
on
see
you if you're a bit lazy with finding your own work and stuff like that. So there was some issues with that. But then... Because of my,
I think it was they were looking for an occasion to attack, but the answer, positive answer, was a barrier. These young, I saw that them just becoming red and then getting in their car and leaving. And I tell you, wow! I stood there also for almost for 30 minutes.
Bradford's got, I'm sure it's got as many issues as other cities. I don't think they're exclusive to Bradford. I think
then I found a first kind of English person who was apparently kind of interested in conversation.
I don't know, I think that's quite relevant to this.